And welcome to session four of the 10 Emotional Needs of the Soul. And tonight we're going to be looking at being, feeling, appreciated, which is the last of the formative years. And I received an email from Silky, and thank you for those of you that caught that and did email in ahead of time. I won't read the whole thing, Silky, but I am going to summarize it a bit for all of us. What she's saying is that she's really become the go-to person in the family. When something needs to be done, something needs to happen, caretaking is required, the family has really gotten used to her being the one to do that. And she's recognizing that her gifts and talents aren't being exercised in the way she'd always hoped and dreamed. And this is leaving her feeling unappreciated. So she's wondering what my thoughts are on that. And first of all, I just want to acknowledge you in acknowledging where your life really is. That's where all positive changes occur, right? When we see what's really going on and we can assess it and say, this is no longer working or this is working. I think that role of caretaking is one that many of us can get locked into. I also think many of us came from cultures and traditions and spiritual traditions where sacrifice was considered to be the highest order. And you sacrifice in order to provide and care for another. And while sacrifice has a very powerful place in our own spiritual development, there are certainly moments and times when sacrifice is appropriate. When the sacrifice becomes one that we are beginning to resent, or if the sacrifice means that we are not fulfilling our sacred purpose, then the sacrifice is one we need to look at. And so I think your own inner senses are really telling you that you want to be appreciated for the contributions you felt you came here to make. And that's perfect. So your inner senses are nudging you already to move toward your true purpose and fulfillment. And as you work with feeling appreciated and you feel appreciated for who you are, which Silky includes this caretaking work that you've been doing for the family for some time, to appreciate yourself for the sacrifices you made and appreciate the gifts that you brought into other people's lives and appreciate what is yet to come, the part of you that is blossoming in fulfillment of your true purpose. As you appreciate all of that, I think you'll find that you're naturally drawn toward doing more and more of what is your deepest and truest fulfillment. Certainly there may be moments when there is a need that arises, especially as a mother, those moments occur, right? When you need to respond to your child's needs and there's a powerful place inside you that longs to feel life responding to you and appreciating you for your talents and your abilities to serve humanity in addition to your family. So hopefully that'll give you some things to think about. And always, dear, always follow your own intuition, your own knowingness. That's what matters most. Right. So, Aisha, this is lovely. You have two parts here. Let's talk about that. You were in wonder. It was hurt, so you were pouring white light into it. And okay, let me know. I just got in, my internet connection is unstable, which can be when the camera's operating. So if you cannot hear me, I can see the chat room. Let me know. If we lose video, I'm not concerned, but if you can't hear me, let me know in the chat room. By the way, when I meditate today, we'll do an open-eyed meditation so I can see. I'm really aware of that now. So let's go back to where what you were experiencing with the meditation. in this meditation, I'm not talking about any other meditation, just this practice of holding, we are very careful not to try to fix ourselves or someone else. The power of this meditation is in what you do not do. We're used to engaging with our masculine energy. Our masculine energy rushes in with light, and it rushes in with sound, and it rushes in with our Reiki energy or something to fix or repair. Sacred feminine energy does not operate with the same principles. So if you want to experience the power of what sacred feminine meditation does, then I would recommend that you withhold that tendency. Just recognize it, honor it. Okay, of course I want to fix it because I love myself and I care and something's hurt and something's broken and I want to make it better. It's not what you do, it's how you are that transforms the energy. So you'll notice that I frequently say, go deeper into love than you have ever been before, because that is all that needs to happen. There is a place within that depth of love when you enter into more of an observer role of what is happening. And as you enter into that space, the love itself is reminding your consciousness about the place from which you came. It's taking you back to source, and it moves through lifetimes and dimensions, and it moves through issues you're having in this lifetime to a place within the silence where you are reborn. Your light emerges out of the silence, not as something I bring to the darkness. It's not something I'm mapping on. It's literally a rebirthing of the self, literally like a child being born from the womb. It is a rebirthing of the self into self-awareness. And it's in the silence and it's in the peacefulness that those issues, those concerns, those wounds, that pain unravels itself. Frequently behind anger, there is sorrow. Frequently behind sorrow, there is anger. And it's when those two primal energies are released that you actually begin to feel the peace. And out of that peace, that deep, deep peace, that's where your bliss and joy emerge naturally. Your wholeness emerges naturally. So just be aware that, again, if you want to experience it in a sacred feminine way and the power of divine feminine energy, then I would encourage you to be present in the silence with it and simply go deeper into love. As far as your dream goes, I will open up your line in a minute. I heard that. As far as your dream goes, the death of a loved one can mean one of two things. Either you are having a premonition, and premonitions have a different feel about them. It may or may not be what we want, but premonitions kind of have a unique energy, and you'll know that signature inside yourself as you watch your premonitions unfold and open. And I'm hearing you do have premonitions, so you'll want to watch that. See, once you see that the premonition happened, retrace your steps and notice what that vision or dream was like in its quality, so that you can begin to see the difference between that and what for you is a metaphoric dream. A metaphoric dream in which a loved one dies means that usually something that that person represents to us is dying in you. So it can be the way that a parent was controlling. It can be the way that a parent stepped back and wasn't involved. It can be the way that a child never quite got what respect was for you, that part of you that struggles with those energies is dying. And that can be a good thing for you. So be within yourself and see whether you think it's a premonition dream or it is a metaphoric, symbolic dream. And premonitions about people that are about to die, well, if it's someone we love, that doesn't feel like a gift, but the premonition is there as a gift. It's there to help you be able to be present to them in their process. So, and to hold space for them and lovingly hold them in such a space that they can walk through the layers of forgiveness and acceptance that are necessary for them to make their transition. Having done some of that for my mother, I can tell you it's one of the most beautiful moments in our history together. So it was a gift, truly was a gift. Okay, there are a few questions. So since I'm talking about questions you asked, Isha.
Lovely. What I wanted to ask you was when I was doing the meditation today, and I realized basically it felt like in my heart it was vibrating. It was a lotus flower made of my heart, and it was vibrating, and I felt pain, not pain, sorry, sorrow, anger. So what you're saying is just sit with those feelings and feel love. Is that what you're saying? As opposed
That's
to me trying to
exactly right.
Wipe,
right.
Me trying
I mean, you
to-
did. Yeah, you did. What most of us do, it's what we've been taught and instructed to do. And I would invite you to try it, not try it, do it differently. As you go deeper into love, what you'll find is that you start becoming a loving state that can more easily hold the sorrow or the anger. And you actually start moving into more of an observer position. And you're observing it happening rather than being it happening.
Oh, right.
So I would invite you to try it that way. Mm-hmm. And the flower will shift on its own. If you have a symbol or an image, it begins to morph on its own. And that is an amazing experience as well.
Okay. What I can say to you is as I went deeper into love, the flower, it's almost like it was drinking. It felt like it was suffering from malnutrition. And the nutrition it was looking for was love. So the deeper I went into it, the less it drank. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, perfect. Perfect. Exactly. That's what happens until you're as saturated, you're as full as you can be in this moment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if I'm doing wonder, or you know, like we're doing appreciation, can I do some of the other holding meditations for longer, like the receiving, for instance? So I could do that in the morning and the wonder in the evening. Can I do it like that?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. And the last thing is there was a gentleman, I think, spoke last week, and he was talking about wanting to spend a lot, finding the urge to spend. And you were talking about receiving and perhaps doing the receiving holding meditation a bit longer. Am I right?
Yes, that's right.
Because the irony was I experienced something very similar, but it wasn't so much to do with overspending, but wanting to be around a particular person because I found them so nourishing. But when I heard what the gentleman said, I thought it was very similar, just a very different scenario. And I found listening to the receiving meditation helped to balance that.
Perfectly described. Balance is it. It helps you find your perfect state of balance with the energy of receiving.
Lovely. And yesterday, on Christmas Day, I felt the urge to do the receiving. And then I realized why. Because it's like a rebirth. And yesterday was Christ's birth. I didn't realize why I wanted to do it, but I just knew I had a hunch to do it. And only today did I realize why it made sense to me.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm so glad you followed your intuition. That's awesome. Really awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And there's another question here. Trinity, is there a specific unmet emotional need that would cause us to attract abusive people? Ooh, particularly narcissistic individuals. I'd like to clear that from your field. I'm just being still and I'm listening. Okay. So it's a little bit different for different people, depending upon where the abuse stemmed from and where that energy came from. Feeling needed would be a particularly significant one, which is coming up. And because feeling needed is when you know that you are important. If you don't know that you're important, then you're going to struggle with that energy. It could be by attracting people who think they're very important or by people who don't think they're very important. Narcissism has a little bit of that in it, if not a lot. It's an over-evaluation of oneself, actually stemming from an under-evaluation from who, it's not who you are, but what you're capable of. It's a place of unworthiness. Unworthiness, you'll find, is a key root for all of them, a sense of unworthiness, a sense of rejection, tends to be at the root. And that's because what we're doing is holding the energetic experiences of separation from the divine. And in human terms, the first separation from source feels like it isn't really a feeling. The first separation wasn't exactly a feeling like we experience it, but the closest interpretation that we have as humans is a feeling of being somehow rejected or unworthy of that divine love. It's a human interpretation of that separation. So as we mend these basic needs, we are reuniting with the divine. And that overall sense of unworthiness or rejection starts softening and diminishing so that we can be in complete union. The path that these women created, as you might recall, is about shedding the limited body to become the limitless self. So it's all about a reunification with the limitless nature of divine love. And hopefully that will help. But I have a strong sense for you, Trinity. It may be hooked to feeling needed, and that is a really powerful question that you asked. Yeah. Good. All right, I think we're ready. Let's just talk briefly about the four emotional needs of the soul. And they are the needs that we have between the ages of about, and these are rough, but about the ages of 3 to 7. It's when we're beginning to know who we are and that what we do makes a difference. So think about when you were 3 to 7 years old and you drew a picture. You wanted your mom or your dad to appreciate it, right? Appreciation was probably more important than understanding it, was to appreciate it. If you brought your mom or dad a handful of flowers, little daisies or something you picked for them, you wanted them to appreciate you. It's a very, very important age to know that our participation in the world makes a difference, that we're here and that what we have to offer is meaningful to someone. If we're not feeling appreciated, and this ties in somewhat with that narcissism as well, Trinity, we might feel as though we're being bullied or teased excessively, not in a fun way. Teasing can be a beautiful way to build rapport. It can also be hurtful. We might feel that we're used, taken for granted, taken advantage of. You think about, Silky's discussion about everybody in the family expects me to just take care of things as the caretaker, right? You start feeling taken for granted, taken advantage of. Yeah. And you might find that no matter what you do, it's never good enough. So your attempts or accomplishments tend to be ridiculed. Any of those would be indications that you have a need to feel appreciated. When you do feel appreciated, things change quite a bit. You feel motivated to participate and motivated to try new things. You enjoy finding your place, discovering your range of talents and your interests and what you can do. You also honor, and this is really important, you honor your attempts, not just your accomplishments. We live in an accomplishment-driven culture, certainly here in the U.S., and as I've witnessed in other places around the world, where accomplishment is what it's all about. But the reality is that before we accomplish anything, we're probably going to make many, many, many attempts. So again, think of a 3 to 7 year old. They're probably going to make many attempts at writing their name before they really get it, right? They're going to get a few letters backwards. They're going to get the size and different, you know, one's really big, one's really small. They're going to forget a letter. That's how they learn. That's how we learn. That our attempts matter. If someone is looking over your shoulder and saying, look at that, you got 3 of the 4 letters of your name. Well done. Now let's look at this other letter. Let's look at what other letter is in your name. It looks like this. And you're encouraged. You're not ridiculed or not, what's wrong with you? You know, your name doesn't look like that, but we're encouraged. And someone is appreciating our efforts and our attempts. Now we have a sense of what that feels like for our attempts to be appreciated, because when they're appreciated, we have more enthusiasm for moving forward. So that's something you can look at in your life, is really appreciating your attempts. They're powerful. They're part of your path. And there are discoveries to be made along the way. They're important for you or perhaps for someone else. And even the mistakes are serving someone in some way, possibly even you. My husband was introduced to Mohanji, who is considered to be one of the 16 great spiritual leaders today, because his best friend lost his driver's license and Jeffrey needed to drive him over to a workshop, which led to a bond and relationship with our family out of an accident. So those attempts and those accidents and the things that happen that we often attribute to being wrong or inadequate or not good enough sometimes are where the real juice is happening. Something powerful is happening in that space. So one of the great gifts of feeling appreciated is that you get a lot more comfortable with your attempts. And they seem a lot more worthy. And you feel more worthy. Okay. So any other questions about feeling needed, excuse me, feeling appreciated before we begin? All right. And those of you that are on phone calls, at the end of this session, I'll do a quick check-in. I'll unmute your line and see if there's anything you want to share or any question that didn't get addressed. We'll make sure at the end of the call you have an opportunity. All right, just checking one more time. Let's go into meditation. So I invite you to sit comfortably. It's good to have your feet flat on the floor, hands in an open position. Yeah. begin breathing into that space that you are. Notice the space between your thoughts. Let the thoughts come and go. Let them pass through. As you focus on the space between, the space, beautiful divine feminine energy, quiet and still and limitless in its capacity to love and to hold. Allow yourself to become aware of the space between your breaths. Allow yourself to remember a moment when you felt love, any kind of love, romantic, compassionate, delight. It might be you loving someone, or someone loving you, or both. It can be the love you feel for a human, or a pet, or a place, any kind of love. Allow that beautiful feeling of love and the space to anchor in your root chakra, in your energetic womb, and as you feel the space of your energetic womb and love, we invite the four grandmothers to come be with us, to hold space, loving space. So we open ourselves to the experience of divine feminine love. Your energetic womb and the primordial womb of all life are connected. Allow yourself to enter that primordial womb of limitless, loving, dark, cool space, yin energy with its gentle ebb and flow. Ever so slight movement. Beautiful and loving. It holds you. Allow yourself to feel and to give yourself whatever you need to feel safe being held in this space. Held in your suchness. Held as you are. There is nothing you could do to earn this love. Nothing you could do to push it away. You are loved because you are existing. This beautiful divine being. Born from the intention of the Creator. Loved from the moment you were conceived. When you were a thought and desire. With a mind of consciousness. Of God. From this intention, you were born into this space, nurtured and loved. Allow yourself to remember a moment in your life when you did something kind. Allow yourself to appreciate your kindness. Allow your heart to feel warm and grateful. For your act of kindness. Allow yourself to remember a moment when it was difficult for you to do something important, but you did it anyway. Allow yourself to appreciate your stamina, your diligence, your courage, your strength. Allow yourself to feel the gift of you being true to that accomplishment. Appreciating the attempts that you made to get to your outcome. Let a sense of warmth and gratitude emerge for you. Allow yourself to remember a moment when someone appreciated you any moment. Someone appreciated an act of kindness. Someone waved as you stopped the car so they could cross the street, or you picked something up off the floor that someone dropped. You sent a thank you note, a holiday card, and someone was touched. You helped someone in the kitchen. You brought a dish that they loved. Any moment, even a small moment, when you felt truly appreciated. Allow yourself to feel it now. You can replay this moment in your mind and heart as often as you wish. To help you feel the feeling of being appreciated. For they are reflecting how the divine feels about you. Allow yourself to remember a moment with a mentor or teacher who appreciated your efforts. And a moment when someone saw your talents, really saw your talents, one of your gifts and abilities. Even if they didn't know how to express appreciation, they saw you with appreciation. For your abilities. And allow yourself to remember a moment with a friend or lover. Someone you really care about, who appreciated you for something, something you did, you said, the way you are, truly saw and appreciated you. Now allow yourself to go back in time to some moment between the ages of 3 to 7. It might be a moment or a general sense of some way in which you were not appreciated and would have loved to have been appreciated. appreciated for your spiritual gifts, your creativity, your humor, your scientific mind, your ability to see what was truly important. Whatever it was, allow yourself to hold in love that little one who did not feel appreciated. And appreciate him or her now. Perhaps it was a habit or a way of being that your parents didn't understand, but was so important to you. Appreciate that little one. In how you were. And what you loved. Appreciate your attempts to express and those moments of achievement when you really got to express that part of yourself, even if it was only to you, to God as you knew God, your guardians or your stuffed animals, somebody was there. Some being. Notice how the feelings around being appreciated shift and move as you hold yourself in appreciation. Let the feelings that come with this move like waves of water. Passing through and deepen your love, deepen your appreciation. The harder the memory, the deeper into love you go. Hold it and cradle it, that feeling, that memory. Until it begins to rest and can truly open to your appreciation of you. Notice how the little one inside you shifts in the presence of your appreciation. As you appreciate him or her at that time in your life, your whole life is shifting. time is shifting. Experiences are shifting. The presence of your love expressed as appreciation. Now bring yourself forward in time to this moment and allow yourself to remember a time. It was difficult, but you did the right thing. There were people involved, perhaps, and emotions were high. You did what you felt was best and right to do, and appreciate the part of you that was clear. That was responding to love and truth. Allow yourself to remember a moment that you regret, where your response was not what you would have liked it to be. What you did not yet know or had not yet mastered. And that your response, your reaction was disappointing to you. Hold that part of you in appreciation. Deep appreciation. Open your heart deeper to love than you have ever been before. Notice what you value because of this moment. Notice how it helped to shape your entire being to value something profound for you. And appreciate yourself for discovering this value. For learning and growing. Let this feeling grow strong. This feeling of appreciation for you, for the lessons you have accepted and you have learned, for the great challenges you have and are overcoming, for your willingness to bring love to earth, for being on this hero's journey. Appreciate you. For the pain you have transformed into love. Allow yourself to see, sense, hear, know, feel your I am of appreciation. A symbol, a sound, a song, a feeling, a word, a knowingness, a vision. A symbol of appreciation for you. Something you can draw in your journal, write down, place on your altar, your nightstand, your desk, to remember how deeply you are appreciated. And with that I am that you are, we're going to slowly bring ourselves back from the meditation into awareness of our bodies with three breaths. We're going to blow ourselves back into the awareness of our bodies. Big inhale, exhale through your mouth. Feel the air around you. It has a temperature, a texture. There may be scents or sounds. Let the air bring you back. Next breath, big inhale. Exhale through your mouth, blowing yourself into your body. Feel where you are sitting is physical reality, your body against physical reality. Last breath all the way back in, big inhale. Exhale through your mouth. Good. All the way back into your body now. Feel your feet, your hands, your neck. Stretch a little bit. Rub your body. Make sure you can feel your body. That's very important. When you can feel it, then very gently open your eyes. Good. You went nice and deep. Very important that you feel your body before you open your eyes. My elder taught me that if you don't, you can end up with a third eye headache if you bring yourself in too fast. That's why I like you to feel your body first. Good. Beautiful. I see eyes. That's good. And I want to take a moment to thank the grandmothers for holding you, holding me. I could feel them. So thank you, grandmothers, and we release you and send you home. So if you, Anne, your hand's up, give me just a second. There we go. Yeah, go ahead there.
I just was going to ask about the next six classes. You told me to wait and to do that now.
Yeah, we'll be starting next week, and this is from the original book. This is where the grandmothers gave it to me, envisioning ceremony. So we'll be going into the energy of feeling needed. We talked a little bit about that. Needed, without feeling needed, we can feel like we're superfluous, or we try too hard to be needed. Either one, we can go one extreme or the other. Because we need to feel needed. That happens between the ages of 7 and our tweens. We start realizing that we make a difference. We make a difference. Next, we'll look at feeling accepted, which are your early teen and late teen years. If you think about what goes on in your teens, often it's you just want someone to see you for who you are. And you don't want your life to be about everybody else's rules. You want it to be about what you see as being important. That's being accepted. When we feel accepted, we don't need to rebel as much. So we'll be taking a look at that. Acknowledgement. This is one I had people write and tell me I always thought wanting to be acknowledged was selfish. But it's really not. It's really a fundamental need. Acknowledged is when you can really see how the skills that you have learned and what mastery you have developed in your life makes a difference in other people's lives, or it makes a difference for the planet, or it makes a difference for animals. It's an important piece. It's part of our interaction with others, right? So it's a fulfillment of purpose. And that for most people occurs between the ages of 20 to 40. The next one is being recognized. This is really about mastery. This is also for many about elderhood. It happens somewhere between the ages of 40 to 90, which is being recognized for a body of work that you have completed. It's really where you recognize your legacy. What is it that you have brought to this earth that is going to remain when you leave? And I'm going through these very quickly, of course. Released is what we go through at the time of our death, but we prepare for it in this tradition. This is where forgiveness work is done. This is also a major part of elderhood in at least Native tradition. I was in Cherokee tradition. Forgiveness was a huge part of our work before elderhood and continues on in elderhood, that we let go of regrets and resentments so that we are truly free to move on to the other side. It is our regrets and our resentments that will hold us back. So when we're in the energy and being with the energy of being released, we're letting go of those, anything that would bind us to our greatest spiritual fulfillment here on earth. And it prepares us for the big release when we cross over to the other side. Let's see, being remembered is what happens after death. We actually linger for a while so that we can see how our actions have made a difference in the lives of others. And these are the people that will come to your memorial, and you can hear their thoughts. You can hear them thinking about how much they loved so-and-so, what a difference she made in their lives or he made in their lives. This is a confirmation that our lives made a difference, and it helps us move on to the next adventure for our soul. It also helps people who are doing the remembering to be mindful of our positive thoughts about each other. Very, very powerful time. So we remember ourselves and we remember others with fondness when we work this last and tenth step. So each of them allows us to go a little bit deeper into freeing up our own energy. And the great work in my experience is always about letting go of the self-made prisons, you know, the ways in which we limit that divine experience of love, just kind of gently, lovingly, sometimes getting in there and digging in, frequently, gently, just kind of peeling away those iron bars so that all that's left is us, each of us, with our pure, loving relationship with the divine and our freedom to express that. So, Anne, that's what we'll be covering over the next few sessions.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking, dear. Good. Anyone else a question, or is there something you'd like to share from your experience, your dreams, what's coming up for you as you're working through these? Okay. Good. I'm going to do a quick, there we go. Aisha, there we go. I can hear you now. Aisha? Let's see. Your line's open. All right, maybe that was from earlier. All right, so for those of you on the phone, I just want to give you a moment. If you have a question or something you'd like to share, I'm going to unmute your line so that you can. This is area code, and if you don't want to, that's fine. This is area code 351. Your line is open. Is there anything you want to ask or share? Area code 351. Okay. And let's see. 703 is the area code. Your line's open, dear. Anything? Or maybe 170. I think the one is country code. All right, and just one more. 952, your line is open. Anything you want to add?
What's the number?
952, well, we can hear you. It's you. It's you. Anything you want to share or a question you want to ask, dear?
I think I just would like to share that there's a few of us that are on the Facebook, and I just want to be sure everyone knows about that resource and tap into that. That's a way I would love to have more connection with people in the group during the week. So just encourage people, if they do use Facebook, to add that group. And I'd love to get to know other members of the group there, because, you know, this is lonely work, I think, sometimes, Misa. We're going off on very important work, and yet it also feels a bit lonely sometimes in our physical lives. We don't have people to embrace necessarily that are embracing this work with us, at least that's where I'm at. And I think that Facebook connection helps me throughout the week.
I'm so glad to hear that, and I'm really glad you brought it up. The Facebook groups have proven to be a really wonderful place to connect and share stories or go a little deeper. It's also a place you can share a dream if something's come up midweek. You can email me. You can also, if you want to share that with other sisters and brothers, you can put it on Facebook, and then it kind of gives us all a sense about how this works, how it opens us. So, and it is a beautiful place to connect. It's true. You are doing exceedingly deep work. This is really, really deep work. So it's good to honor the process that you're in. And the Facebook groups are a great place to do that. So thank you for suggesting that and making that invitation. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Good. Anything else, dear?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, Aisha, your hand's up again. I'm going to get you in just a second. We had another Elizabeth. Similarity between appreciation and knowing oneself. Elizabeth, that's a really good question. I have a feeling you have some thoughts about that too. You feel free to type some in there. I'm going to talk, but my intuition says you have some thoughts. Actually, I think all of these, there are many paths. This is certainly one way to get there, to really know yourself. I mean, when we strip away all of the needs and wants and desires, as a koan that was once given to me that, no, I'm getting not to share that. Okay. So as we're stripping away our limitations to really being and feeling who we really are, then you are knowing yourself. That's all that remains. A dear friend of mine once had a student, a firewalking instructor, had a student ask him, how do you become more psychic? And his answer was, do your work. And what he meant by do your work was strip away anything that keeps, oh, there you are, Elizabeth, that keeps you from being the full expression of who you are and the full experience of who you are. So that is the process, and we're doing it in as gentle and as loving a way as I know how to do it. So Elizabeth, you got your line open. Do you have some thoughts about that?
I'm just so curious, because as we were going through the process, I listened to last week's one, and I'm now listening to this one. What comes up for me, I have quite a lot of resistance towards being appreciated. I'm thankful. I tend to just sort of quickly move on, unless I stop myself, you know, and listen, but it's hard. And I found while I was listening to you, I just kept thinking, well, because I didn't experience a lot of it when I was little, what I have experienced when it's meaningful, it's when somebody actually sees me, knows me. That's my experience of appreciation. That's what I get, you know, which is maybe partly who I am. Just that's so important.
Feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that when you are really seen, and that's true appreciation. It's not just, oh, thanks. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, but it's when you felt seen. It's like someone seeing the divine in you.
Right. Okay. Thank you. That was what was coming through.
Yeah.
Another question about love and whether love and respect, it's sort of similar. That's the word that was coming up for me. And I mean, love is so massive. It's doesn't sometimes have very much meaning anymore, but the idea of respect, that when you are yourself, that others honor that. There's an honoring, and that's that was what was coming up again for me.
Elizabeth, this is so important, because we have such a masculine-oriented just orientation in general, that we, without the feminine that simply honors who we are, then we're constantly trying to move and shape and create things, right? With kind of this masculine energy is a powerful, powerful expression of energy. And yet there is this hunger that so many of us have for an appreciation and acknowledgement of who we are as we are, right? Without having to do anything. One of the things I discovered when I was sick was that my sense of meaning got lost because I wasn't able to do anything, right? And yet it got me to go deeper and to say, well, who am I? And where does my value come from? Just from what I accomplish? Or is there also something intrinsic within me that is worthy of my love, my appreciation, my respect?
Okay. That's beautiful. Thank you. I appreciate the moment to be able to share that with you. Thank you.
Beautiful. I'm so glad you brought that up and commented, because that's where the juice was. It was in you. Thank you for that. Good, good, good. Celine, during meditation, I became aware how I compensated by her feelings of not being appreciated, by ensuring I appreciate others. Ooh, very good. But because this came from a core intimate need, there was an expectation that there would be a reward, appreciation for appreciating from this, which of course I didn't get. Yeah, okay, I get it. Very convoluted. I think I grabbed that with you. Wow. All right, so it still needs to come from other. So Celine, what you may want to do is go into that inner child and let appreciation come from another being. It could be your guardian angel. It can be a dragon. It can be a fairy godmother. It could be your grandmother. It could be your actual mother, somebody you made up, or somebody who was real. But what I'm getting from that, see if this resonates with your heart. What I'm getting from that is that you need it to come from other. And that's appropriate. That's what we expect. That's what this process is about, is to make, to fulfill the need that didn't get fulfilled. So it's okay. You may need to go in. I'm repeating myself now, so it's already been said. Stop repeating myself. See if that's clear.
Thank you, Lisa. Can you hear me?
I can, darling.
Oh, yes, thank that, you.
Did it get to it, Celine, or is
yes,
there more?
Yes. No, it's, I think it, this is, I will definitely be redoing this meditation many more times. There were a lot of memories of emotional upsets that came during meditation. So I think this is, yes, it kind of rang quite a few bells. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I actually wrote, I tried to write core unmet need, but it turned out to be inmate need. And I thought, ha! I think I could use inmate as well.
Oh my gosh.
The autocorrect sometimes comes up with interesting things.
Indeed. Oh dear, that's funny.
But the subconscious is very interesting in terms of how creative it can be, how it cloaks, it removes us further and further away from the original need.
It does. And what's really wonderful, Celine, and I know you know this, I'm just going to say it out loud for us, your creativity is just as powerful as what your subconscious is doing. Mm. You know, so it's that create the construct that works for you. If I've had clients, for example, where they needed to see themselves, feel themselves as children in order to feel the compassion or in this case to feel appreciation safely. But your inner child can as easily be a puppy or a kitten. Sometimes if we take it out of a human context, it can be a baby dragon, you know.
Yes, yes.
Where does the magic turn on so that you can feel it? Once you find that, ride that wave for a while until
yes.
the feeling saturates you, then it gets to shift over naturally to you as an adult appreciating you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. That feels very, very right, yes.
You're welcome. And I'm so glad you brought that up, Celine. Just perfect.
I'll unmute myself now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, being seen is, there it is. Being seen is something Trinity's working on too. And you know, these are big for a lot of us to feel seen, heard, witnessed, respected, validated. What I love about the unmet needs of the soul, and I asked the grandmothers about this because I'd always worked with the other needs as primary, the ones like feeling seen, heard, seen, heard, validated being the big ones. And what they said was that yes, those are definitely there inside of these 10 emotional needs of the soul. So they get met as you're meeting the unmet needs of the soul. And that made sense to me. And that was my experience personally when I went through it the first time. And still is as I'm working with it. Yeah. So Trinity's saying she has more to work on with this one too. That appreciation. And she's also looking forward to more connection in the Facebook group. So there are two votes for more time there. All right. Excellent. Oh, and Aisha, let me get you unmuted. All right, darling, we can hear you now. No, didn't unmute. There we go. We got you. It must be on your end. Why don't you go ahead and unmute it on your end? There we go. I heard something. Nope, not responding. All right, email me, dear. email me since we haven't quite figured out what this is. And so strange. It's behaving very strangely. All right, let me All right, I'm going to leave it alone and stop fussing with it. Anything else? Last call. Yeah, Elizabeth is saying she thinks the idea of appreciation was somewhat devalued in your earlier life. And you can claim it for yourself. It's so powerful. We did go through some generations where it just wasn't considered okay, you know, to really appreciate yourself. So undoing that, unraveling it, there's a little bit of context conscious work. Yeah. You know, sometimes when I think about things that I've been told aren't okay to do, but it doesn't quite feel right, or there's a big gap in me because of it, I ask myself this question. Do I think that the creator of all things appreciates him or herself? Do I think that the creator of all things would like to be remembered? And it shifts it for me. And if the creator of all things would of course expect to be appreciated, then the creator of all things inside of me deserves to be appreciated too. And I can find it inside me. It has been great for helping me recognize that with the divine inside me, that I must be worthy, and I can find it. All right. You've been awesome tonight. Really awesome. Great comments, great questions. You are so welcome, Celine and Trinity. And I am receiving that, really receiving your compliments. I do take them in all the way. And just know that I love you. I'm holding you. I'm so, so proud of the work that you're doing, the deep work that you're doing. It's an honor to get to hold space with you. And I hope if you haven't signed up for the next six that you will come join us for the next six. Amy has made it quite doable. She's made a very reasonable price. I'll send you the link within the next day or two so you can go over to the website and sign up for it. And I look forward to seeing you there. And with that, may love, compassion, and truth and appreciation be a part of our lives. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Not next work. I guess we're going to do some work next week. So with that, take care, everyone. Goodbye. Good night, all. Bye-bye.